This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Okay, it's Simp City and Walt Disney. As we say hi on a Thursday, I'm Patrick Maher, live from Los Angeles. The big guy, Dustin Sweetelson. He'll travel, ladies. Hanging out at the D, downtown Las Vegas. Larry, Sean, and the crew back in the closet. Again, we're going hungry. Hunger strike continues. We'll get to that in just a bit. We've got a packed show coming up for you today. Actually, a lot going on in the NFL. We've got live bullets, not just Braves Giants, which I have a play. It's a guaranteed winner. That's for the big guy. I've got a play there in Major League Baseball coming up in just a bit. But VSiN 3.0 includes horse racing. Are we betting Saratoga during the program? Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And the big guy's got a bet in race six coming up as well. Mike Somich, who's always been a tremendous partner of the program, he's got a play for you, one of the best going. Aaron Halterman's going to join us for two segments coming up later in the program. Let's go ahead and show him what's on tap. Josh Applebaum. Oh, speaking of Josh Applebaum, look at this big guy. I just received, there you see it, I'll do this. Josh Applebaum, Jensen Lewis, Ed Kratz, and Aaron Halterman. But you see what's in my hand right here. This is, I presume, a thank you card from Josh Applebaum's wife. Now, that's a nice gesture. Now, they did get married a year ago, but it's a nice gesture, better late than never. But the interesting part about this, I didn't even realize I sent them a present. And it's just one of those things where you smile to yourself and you're like, you know what, you're a great guy. I didn't know. I'm sure I sent him cash because that's what I do. I sent him cash and I got a thank you card for it. Here's what we're going to do. When Josh is on the program, I'm going to open the card live on the air to see what's doing. Okay. Hopefully a lot of capital letters, because if I know myself, I sent a lot of cash. Okay. So that's happening there. As we welcome you in to the program, Matthew Judon has been traded. This happened last night, but I think it's important because it kind of lines up with the Hassan Reddick situation. Matthew Judon, who was disgruntled with the Patriots, do me a favor, pull up the Patriot numbers. I don't know if there was much of an adjustment for a defensive end, though it is a guy in 22. Gave you 15 and a half sacks, Judon. He missed most of 23 last year, of course, and he is 32 years old. But this is a good deal for the Atlanta Falcons. The Atlanta Falcons said, screw defense during the draft. Let's go ahead and grab Michael Penix Jr. And they haven't had a double-digit sack guy with the Falcons since Vic Beasley from Clemson in 2016. So Judon at 32. Now, the issue here is, and why I say it lines up with what's happening with the Jets and Hassan Reddick, I do believe Judon wants an extension. So the Falcons, my assumption is they already had a good faith extension in place before they made the move. Would they send big guy to the New England Patriots, a third rounder?
Yeah, it was a third round pick. That's it. And kind of it doesn't make up for Michael Penix's career being halted by the Atlanta Falcons drafting him, but it does make up for the fact that the Falcons desperately needed an edge rusher in this year's draft, and they didn't take someone there in the first round.
Yeah, no, 100%. So, hey, look, I think they're sitting 9.5 on the board, the Falcons. What are the Patriots right now?
4.5 overs juice to minus 135, under plus 110. They are also the favorites in the fewest wins market at plus 320, and the one that I like, last winless team at 5-1. Because the schedule.
What did you say the juice? What did you say the juice was on the 4.5?
Minus 135 to the over, actually.
Okay, let me explain something. This Patriot team winning 5 games is not coming close.
Well,
okay,
they're
people,
potentially starting 0-8.
Yeah, no. That team's not winning 5 games. So do what you want with it. I know a lot of you get, you know, it's precarious at times to wrap your money up in the futures market, but they aren't winning 5 games. It's not a chance. They are playing tonight in the preseason week 2. Philly's at New England. Now, this number opened, it flipped. So Philly opened 2.5 and went through 0. You have some updates as to potentially why. And New England is laying 3 here, big guy.
Well, there's a few reasons behind it. One, there's been joint practices between these two teams, and apparently New England's offensive line has just gotten absolutely decimated in it. Also, Kenny Pickett, who led a lot of the chunk offensive plays for Philadelphia a week ago, is not going to play this week. Healthy dose of Will Greer and Tanner McKee. So that's playing a role here. And then on the New England side, we should probably end up seeing more Drake May because we got at too healthy of a dose of Bailey Zappe in game one. 12 of 20, Zappe was 108 yards. So we should see more Drake May and potentially Joe Milton for the Patriots.
Yeah, the Eagles aren't planning on playing much. So that's exactly what Dustin said, the reason why. This is something that has progressed over the past years, and that is the joint scrimmages prior to the preseason games, and understand why those joint practices are so important. The coaches get together, handshake agreement on what they're trying to accomplish. It's very focused. It's very organized. Once they get to the preseason game, that's kind of like an ancillary prize coming off of the scrimmages. That's what coaches care about. And obviously with practice time, everything's completely flipped upside down on its head. Of course, we went from four preseason games back in the day. The third game used to be the dress rehearsal where you knew you were going to get the most, I guess, direct facsimile of what you'd see in the regular season for these teams. Everything's changed.
Yeah.
So, again, we're now three preseason games. We're going to end up two.
And Nick Sirianni, by the way, in week two of the preseason is 0-2-1 against the spread in just week two alone. If that tells you anything, he has never covered once in the second game of the preseason.
Yeah, it tells me he's a donkey donk.
Well, he is.
Like you.
Well,
he'd travel. Yeah.
He would. He might have time to travel, you know, midway through the year when Vic Fangio or Kellen Moore take over as the head coach of the Eagles. Because I think that if things aren't going well, Jeffrey Lurie will be pulling the plug on that head coach.
Good job by you parlaying the shtick. That's the big guy always ready with the assist. A couple of things. One, Andy Reid has mentioned, and Andy Reid's an old school guy. Let's go ahead and take a look at the number. So Detroit's at Kansas City. Now, you're looking at the number and you're thinking, all right, Kansas City's laying 7 in a preseason game. Why? Well, here's why. Andy Reid's going to play his starters in the first half. And that includes Patrick Mahomes, Dustin.
I don't know how you lay 7. I also don't know how you take 7 because, as we've mentioned a few times on the show, the Detroit Lions have aspirations to be the Chiefs. There is no sense in losing a player or any sort of strategy here, in risking any of that in a preseason game that is meaningless against the Chiefs. I do think it's interesting that Mahomes is going to play, though, in a preseason game. I just feels like he's at the caliber where he's in a different class than everyone else, where he doesn't have to do these things. I guess it's to work in some of these receivers to get more chemistry, but I don't really understand it from the Chiefs' perspective.
This is where you're going to get a lot of blowback when you start questioning a guy that's one of the all-time greats and won multiple Super Bowls, obviously, in Andy Reid. But this is stupid.
It's
stupid. It's very dumb.
I tried finding the angle.
Hold on. Before you say anything, I can hear you yelling at YouTube TV, bro, you're a hacky sack guy. I can hear you yelling at the radio, you're not Andy Reid. That is factual. I'm not. But I do have a brain, and half of it works with reason, and I know playing one of the all-time greats in preseason game number two, not a great idea.
No, especially not for a whole half. Wants to play them for a half. That can't happen. You got Carson Wentz on that roster for a reason. Use him. He gets hurt a lot. Let him get hurt in the preseason.
So we do have, I was looking at the schedule earlier today, week two. So we do have Philly, New England tonight. We'll also take a look at the weather. Maybe you can pull that up while I'm talking about the schedule here up in New England tonight. Weather has been, again, there's been a bit of a correlation in the preseason thus far, and that is the dogs and the unders. And we'll give you those direct numbers coming up in just a bit. But Philly, New England tonight with New England laying 3, 35.5 on the total. I will tell you, I'm just auto betting this under. So Philly beat Baltimore 16-3 in week one. New England beat Carolina 17-3 in week one. I will be betting. Looks like Westgate just went to 35.5. FanDuel's 34.5. So again, the importance of shopping for the best book, but I will be betting. I'll find that 35.5 and I'm going to be betting the under in that preseason tilt tonight. How about the weather there at Foxborough?
So a couple notes, VSiN betting splits before we get to the weather. VSiN.com, become a pro. You can get these exclusive DraftKings betting splits. There is a disparity when it comes to betting betting the spread. The handle, 62% of the money on only 47% of the bets on -3 and New England. The total seems about normal at 35. I'm actually on you with an underplay as well, but I am going to go first half in this contest. And it looks like, you know what? About 5 p.m. Eastern time, there's going to be some isolated thunderstorms. 75% chance of rain at 6, 56% at 7, drops to 32% at 8, and then it starts to fade away the rest of the night. But looks like there will be a pocket in this game in Foxborough where there will be some weather to deal with.
Which is, that is obviously points to potential injury, points to conservativeness, points to an under.
Points to a lot of this.
I come from the land down under. I'm going under, and we are betting 35 and a half under. Interested to see it. Just quickly, I'll pull up DraftKings just as a random book to see where they opened this total quickly. It opened 33 and a half, yeah. But it got bet all the way up to 36 and a half, and now DraftKings is sitting 35. So coming down just a little bit, I would assume if you want to bet the under, may want to get to it now. As Dustin said, people, most bettors get in late to these games. They're going to start doing their research. They're going to see it's potentially going to rain. And I think you probably see with two low-scoring teams in the first preseason game, probably see some more under money here. But a book, as I'm talking about it, just went from 35 and a half to 35. Now, you can find those live updates and those live numbers over at vsin.com, and it'll light up for you. So keep that screen minimized if you're at work. Maybe you're an accountant trying to deal with, you know, net and gross or whatever. And then you pull up the screen when the donk boss leaves so you can figure out who you're betting. When we return, we've got Rookie of the Year drama in Major League Baseball. I've got an update on the hunger strike, which is very important. You must know. And we've got Braves Giants. Sharp Money just getting started on a Thursday. Okay, Sharp Money here on VSiN, the sports betting network, and kind of a twist of fate. Interesting. We've got a reality show, episode one. It's fascinating. Of Circa Survivor, going to be great programming. Circa Survivor, the quest for $9.2 million will make its debut Monday night, coming up this Monday on VSiN. Now, this is a five-part docuseries, which takes you inside the high-stakes world of the annual Circa Survivor for the contestants as they make all or nothing picks all over the 2023 NFL season and go behind the scenes of the world's largest betting contest. Several VSiN hosts make an appearance along the way to offer their advice. Watch Circa Survivor, the quest for $9.2 million on Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on VSiN.com, YouTube TV, as well as live broadcast on X. Go to VSiN.com/Survivor. VSiN getting into the reality television game is certainly interesting on a multitude of levels, and no doubt the programming is going to be off the charts, so make sure you check out Circus Survivor. Okay, we welcome you back here, Sharp Money. I'm Patrick Maher, Dustin Sweetelson live downtown Las Vegas at the D. Just a quick mention, the U.S. men's national team, remember, they fired Greg Berhalter. They finally got serious about something, and I could not believe it today when I woke up and saw the news. Mauricio Pochettino, who's Spanish, and he's a great manager. He's a Spaniard, managed Tottenham, managed PSG in France. Like, this is a big-time name and a big-time manager, and I'm shocked that the U.S. men's national team that, you know, Klinsmann was a big name off the World Cup, the German, but this is even bigger. Pochettino is a big-time manager. So, again, it was almost like there's somebody new running the both U.S. men's national team and U.S. women's national team, and the women's national team went out and got Emma Hayes, who's probably the best skipper on the planet. She was with Chelsea for years. And, of course, they just won the gold in the 2024 Paris Olympics. So now the men are finally stepping up. It's not Berhalter. It's not just somebody that's grown up in the system here in America. We went and got a Spaniard, and Pochettino is a big hire for the U.S. men's national team. Super fired up to hear that news. We're going to get into the Rookie of the Year market. We've got plenty to do, including we've got live bullets, the Brave Giants coming up in just about 20 minutes. So we're going to have plays on that coming up. We also are live betting Saratoga today, one of the best tracks on the planet. Samich has got a free play for you with his family vid coming up in just a bit. Dustin and I also getting down on the ponies, so look forward to that. Now, as we welcome you back here on the program. Yesterday, I made a bit of an announcement, not trying to make it about myself. However, I am battling and got COVID. No big deal. Still hosted the show. Remote helps with that process. However, the COVID has left your boy without taste buds. And I don't know about you, but I'm just the type of person. It's like, if I can't taste, it feels disgusting and gluttonous to be putting food down your gullet. So I decided, you know what I'm going to do? It's not for me. It's not for the big, well, it's mostly for the big guy and you. I've decided to go on a hunger strike. You know, many have done it in the past to fight against some of the things that are bad in this world, including Gandhi. And I think by the time this hunger strike is over, my name will be amongst those greats like Gandhi. Now, I started 4 p.m. on Tuesday, and I haven't had a morsel of food. Now, some of you will say you're cheating because you're hippies, and you're going to say, oh, you had bone broth. Yeah, I did. I had bone broth, I had Gatorade, and I got an iced coffee black today. All right, so I'm fueled up on caffeine. I'm fueled up on some green tea. Get over it. I'm also fueled up on some water. This is the diet. And then I'm supercharged on some wintergreen 3 milligrams in. As a matter of fact, that just made me jelly. So I'm going to go upper tank as we're talking about it. Now, the big deal with the hunger strike is a couple of revelations. We can go, let's throw it up. In my 24 hours, 12 minutes into the hunger strike, I started 4 o'clock on Tuesday, big guy. So I went until 4 o'clock yesterday, that's 24 hours.
Oh.
4 o'clock today will be 48 hours.
So my math was off.
I'm almost I'm 3 hours away from 48 hours into my hunger strike. And now you might be wondering, if you ask an interesting question, you might be wondering, well, how do you feel, Patrick? I'll be honest with you. I feel tremendous. It's like my brain is completely wide open and just boom, 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 popping on every synapse. My body feels great. I feel almost like a high. The first day is the hardest. You know, the first cut is the deepest. The first day is the hardest. It's like when you get broken up with Shorty, it's going to hurt for a couple of days. Then you pick yourself up, you brush yourself off, and you go to the bar with your boys. That's me yesterday. Was I struggling? I'll admit it. I wanted to get some grub. But I remembered, can't taste, bro. Plus, you promised the Sharp Money crew and the family. So, I didn't eat yesterday. Once I woke up today, there's a pretty good chance I'll never eat again. I feel great.
You sound better than you did on Monday. I do have to say that. So, maybe there's something to beating COVID, because this is what inspired this whole thing. Maybe there is something to, you know, starving your body out of it and it kind of just disappearing. But my question, I guess, for you is you have... Oof. Have you given thought to how much longer you're going to go? Because at this point in this process, I would already be planning out what that first meal is going to be.
It's a good job by Larry. There's me. I look good. You know, looks like I just got done with some yoga, getting connected to my Tai Chi. I got a sound bath in the background. It's just a great graphic. Who put that graphic together?
That was Drew.
Good job by Drew. You're asking a question that I don't know the answer to. Because can you tell me when my taste is going to return? Because I just went upper tank with a Zen Wintergreen, and Zen Wintergreen is the strongest, and I taste nothing.
I was going to say, you don't taste it at all.
No, I taste nothing.
It's just a pouch in your mouth right now. Whoa. That's what I
do on
Saturdays.
It's just supercharging my vibes, but it's not tasting like anything.
Yeah. Look, also, my favorite part about this picture of you is that you do probably walk around your house looking like that. Like, this is not far
no,
off. Like,
the whole, I don't.
The whole point is, like, for, like, imagination, something crazy. I can picture someone dropping off a package at your door and you answering the door in yoga pants and a button down with one button done at the bottom.
That's not the case. So you keep thinking what you want to think. At least I'm not sitting around the house wearing Jordans kicked up on with 10 TVs to impress the ladies
no,
when they come over as a 40-year-old.
I walk around the house wearing gym shorts without underwear, and if someone knocks on my door, I have to say, hold on, I have to put a shirt on to answer the door.
You're right. I apologize. Some Jordans, a Nuggets Dikembe Mutombo jersey, and some basketball shorts is really going to impress people. So my apologies for wearing a button.
Who am I impressing? Okay. I'm alone at my house.
My apologies. But anyway, I'm almost 48 hours into the hunger strike. I'll tell you this. I'm at least going to Monday. Like, no. I am going to show up here on Monday, and if I can't taste food, I will have not eaten since the previous Tuesday.
I'm taking the under.
No, because here's the thing. What you don't realize is once you get past the first 24 hours, you don't care about eating food anymore.
Yeah, but I'm talking about living. If you die during this process, I win my bet, by the way.
Fine. If I perish, we go to management. There's no chance you could be hosting.
I kind of need you, so please don't.
Right. Well, that's Sunday shift. Well, listen. Now that's the hunger strike. I'm not looking for pats on the back, but I do appreciate it. We can hit us up, sharpmoney@vsin.com. Yeah. Any suggestions on how I should be handling this? I have been adding electrolytes to my water.
I feel like that makes sense. That take vitamins or something.
It's just salt.
Yeah.
It's salt.
It's salt and sugar combined. And they go, it's this magic formula.
We'll come back and get to that Braves-Giants game. We have plenty of time. So let's talk about the Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
Consternation that is buzzing around the betting community. Now, Jackson Merrill is absolutely going nuts, center fielder for the Padres. And we know that. But Paul Skenes, you told me a week ago, and again, it's not often, you know, my guess would be Strasburg would be the nearest comparison, and Strasburg ended up flaming out with all the injuries. But Strasburg was legit. He was a huge prospect, ended up being just as dominant as you expect him to be when he came in. Skenes might be better.
Oh,
he has proven himself to be maybe that level and even more. And last week in the Rookie of the Year market, he was minus 6,000.
Yeah, I think I was off maybe by a week. It might have been 2 weeks ago. Minus 5,000 for Paul Skenes. And today, we're sub 2 pretty much everywhere when it comes to NL Rookie of the Year. And that's not because Paul Skenes has had bad starts, although there have been a couple where he's gotten hit. It's more because there's an anticipation that the Pirates, out of contention for the wild card, will eventually shut him down. And then you're looking at a sample size of a guy to win this Rookie of the Year award that isn't nearly as long as Jackson Merrill, who made the Padres out of spring training, has been their starting center fielder all year, and he's a position player putting up stats every single day.
So what's the number right now on Merrill?
So Merrill is shortened up to plus 140 last I looked. He's plus 140. Skenes is minus 180. So down to minus 180.
Which way would you suggest if somebody's getting involved in the Roy market right now?
I think we are treating Paul Skenes like he's every other rookie we've ever seen. And I don't think the Pirates are going to shut him down. And I would actually look for a value play on Skenes.
They've lost 10 straight. We're going to come back with the Braves-Giants next. Okay, Sharp Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. If you need a contest proxy, talk to the experienced team at Winner's Circle Proxy, VSiN's preferred proxy partner. You can join the Circa Survivor, Circa Millions contest featuring $16 million in guaranteed cash prizes. With only one trip to Las Vegas before the NFL season kicks off, Winner's Circle Proxy is now in its ninth year of providing trusted proxy services to top contest players, including the 2023 Survivor and Millions contest winners. Plus, don't miss out on Circa's ultimate contest weekend from August 22nd to the 24th. It's packed with exclusive events, room discounts, live broadcasts, and more. Winners Circle Proxy clients are going to get a special perk, like monthly access to becoming a VSiN Pro, stadium swim passes, free drink tickets, and cool sign-up bag stuffers. So head over to winnerscircleproxy.com now and book your appointment. Again, that's winnerscircleproxy.com, VSiN's preferred proxy partner. Again, I'm Patrick Maher, live from Los Angeles. Dustin Sweetelson hanging out at the D downtown Las Vegas. A quick shout-out. We are just being overly inundated, well, I'd say over the past 3 months, with just an influx of Sharp Money family members at VSiN, sharpmoney@vsin.com. So we want to thank you for your support, including Dave Dorman, who wrote in a special message about what? A special message about our buddy Scott Spritzer on the program yesterday. So I know that Scott had eulogized his good friend and one of the GOATs, Dave Koken, on other shows, but I thought, and everybody's done a great job with him. That was my first opportunity to talk to my good friend Scott and give him an opportunity to talk about his good friend and Dave Koken, who unfortunately passed away on the 30th of July. Dave, I would agree with you. I was very taken by the sentiment and the emotion of Scott Spritzer, who's just one of the great dudes. Every industry is filled with shady people. And I think the connotation when you're talking about the sports betting industry is maybe the percentage would be heavier on the shade. That's not necessarily the case from what I've seen. Again, perception isn't always reality, but I've run into a lot of very good people. And Scott Spreitzer is right up there at the top of the list as one of the really good human beings. And you could kind of see that come out when he was talking about his good friend and genuflecting. I thought it was great. And then just, you know, remembrances of old Vegas, old being the 90s, and kind of given the differences. And then he gave us four plays. It was just a tour de force on how to jump on a show and be a guest. And I'm so appreciative. In fact, after the program, Scott and I were texting back and forth, and I just thanked him because it was, you know, we had nothing to do with it. And he just came on, and he was awesome. So Dave Dorman, and those of you that have written in, I concur. Dustin?
Well, look, if you missed it, like Dave wrote a really sweet note. I should read his note. His note was, I enjoy your show every day. I tune in almost every day, but yesterday was just awesome. Scott was incredible on his friendship with DC in the 80s, 90s in Vegas. I did not want the segment to end. I could have listened for hours, and if you want to go back and listen to it, there's a bunch of places you can do so. VSiN.com, become a pro, go back and watch any of our shows video-wise, but you can always download the podcast of the show wherever you download your podcast. Just search for VSiN, Sharp Money. It will pop up on there. And you go to hour three from Wednesday's show, and Scott was just incredible. I felt like I knew Dave Koken by the end of the conversation.
Yeah, it was great. It really was. Certain moments in your broadcast career where you just kind of sit back and you lose yourself in it. And that's one of those yesterday. So thank you to Scott. Thank you to Dave and everybody that wrote in about the segment. Okay, let's get to a game that's coming up. First pitch in exactly about 6 minutes here. The Braves at the Giants. So the Braves dismantled the Giants last night. Big guy dropped 13 on them. The Braves are going to throw Max Fried. So since returning from injury, two starts has not looked right. You would agree. He's very good, the lefty. But control issues in two starts, 8 walks, Dustin, 9 runs. And on the other side, you have Logan Webb, who you look at his past 3 as far as starts. He's allowed 2 earned and 21 and two-thirds innings pitched. Now, you might push back, and I'm guessing you will with the well actually here. Yeah, but it was against Detroit, Oakland, and Washington. So, very true. However, the Giants do hit lefties. They are dangerous against lefties. Here comes Fried still trying to find himself. I do like the Giants today. We'll get a price for you. We're showing $1.12 right now. I'm showing right around $1.12. You can find $1.07 in the market as well to get a cheaper price.
Well, actually, I've grown as a person, Patrick. You don't give me enough credit for the work I've put in outside of work to become a better human being. I'm certainly a better human being than Max Fried is pitcher right now, I'll say that much. 9 earned runs, last 2 starts, and just 8 1/3 innings pitched. And you mentioned it, San Francisco, 4th in batting average against lefties, 7th in OPS. And Logan Webb is the key to why you have to bet the Giants today. He is one of the upper echelon pitchers at his home ballpark. It's on the road where he tends to struggle. But at home, a 2.49 home ERA, 6-3 record, 11 starts. He also, despite not being great on the road usually, went to Atlanta back on July 4th and limited this Braves lineup to 7 innings, two earned runs, 6 strikeouts. When you have an ace like Logan Webb, it is his job to end losing skids. The Giants are in the midst of one. He steps up for them in a big spot. I laid $1.20. There's better numbers out there right now. I suggest betting them.
Okay, I'm going to tell you right now what my book is showing on this one because I'm going to bet the Giants. All right, should we take a look at first 5 also? $1.11 in the market on Webb. It does feel like a good price, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, he really is dominant at home. I'm looking at the VSiN.com betting splits. Become a pro. You can see all of these from DraftKings. We've got 69% of the handle on just 46% of the bets backing the Giants today. So there is money on the Giants.
$1.22 on Webb first 5. You know, Samich would jump in here and tell us we're crazy to go full if you like the starter, obviously. $1.22 or $1.11? 10-cent difference. What do you got?
I do think they get to Fried. That's the thing here. We're handicapping it where they'll get to the starter. So I wouldn't hate if you wanted to go first five here. I'm not against that. I would just rather have the whole game, let this thing play out, because these two teams did play an extra inning game earlier in the week a couple nights ago where there was only a few runs scored. It took a while to get going, and I trust that Logan Webb can outlast Fried if this does end up being a pitcher's duel.
All right, I'll take the cheaper price. Don't make me get mad at you.
I'm going full game.
The best I did love, and it was, and I heard you in your brain when you reached for Echelon during your breakdown there. You added a T, but that's okay.
Echelon.
Yeah, but you said Echelon.
I did not.
Rewind the tape. Couldn't have hit the T harder.
Nonchalant.
Such a hard T.
Not Echelon.
But look, who misspeaks more than I do? I'm not putting you down. I'm just saying I saw you reaching top shelf for Echelon and ended up going with Echelon. We all do it.
Maybe you're mistaking my T for an exclamation point.
Oh. Ooh, nice little comeback by the big guy. Real Betis up on Girona 1-0. It's good for us. We're going over 2.5. Let's go. You want to get involved live? I'm sure it's adjusted. However, I will go full game because I'm a team player. I'm part of the family. So let's go. Logan Webb. Max Fried going to come out and smoke him.
I hope not. I hope not. The movement in the market would concern me. I mean, I don't know. I don't really understand what's happening there. To be able to get a better price on Logan Webb at home just doesn't add up to me.
Let's just hope this isn't a get-right spot for Fried.
See, I think it's the opposite. I think this is like Zach Wheeler was in this position a couple weeks ago on Sunday night against the Mariners. Philly had lost like 4 or 5 in a row. He came out. He was the stopper of the losing streak. And, I mean, they did end up losing a few more games later in the week, but he got a win. And that's your job as an ace in these situations. It's why you get paid more every fifth day to step up in these spots and crush these losing streaks.
It is. It is. It is why you get paid more every fifth day. And Logan Webb is up.
You get paid more every 2 weeks.
No, I don't. If you really think about it. Big guy, if you really want to break it down, it's not true. He loved it. Look at him. He's dying. Again, Philly at New England tonight. We've got that football game coming up here in just a bit. Still 3. Most shops are showing $110 on New England laying the 3. I have seen the juice adjust a little bit on the 3 up. I'm showing a couple of 117, so I don't know if we get up to 3.5. Interesting with Philly opening 2.5. We've gone through 0. The Patriots now laying 3, and the total is continuing to drop. Yeah. As we mentioned at the beginning of the program, a book that I'm looking at specifically offshore was showing 35.5. They're already down to 34.5 just during this 40-minute conversation. You can still find 35s. You're not going to find the 35.5 anymore. I did go under the 35.5 on Philly, New England, preseason week 2. When we return, we'll get into that game. And also, Mike Somich has got a family play for us. He's got a play on tonight's preseason game and a play at Saratoga. Sharp money. Okay, Sharp Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, as we welcome you back here on a Thursday program, smack dab, well, not quite smack dab in the middle of August, August 15. What the hell is happening with this year? Am I right? However, it doesn't matter, because we've got football coming up, week 2 of the preseason tonight with Philly at New England. You've got 3 on New England, 35 on the total, though that is dipping with a potential precipitation up at Foxborough coming up this evening. Dustin Sweetelson hanging out at the D downtown Las Vegas. I'm Patrick Maher, live from Los Angeles. Got plenty to do, including Somich with a play on that preseason game and a pick coming up at Saratoga, which is just a wonderful place. If you want to feel like you're hanging out with the Great Gatsby in 1940, go to Saratoga. Get yourself a Manhattan. Chill. Bet the ponies, all right? Have yourself a get yourself a program and do something right with your life as opposed to scrolling through Instagram and trying to find Shorty's reels. Nobody cares about your reels, people. All right. Oh, one thing I will say, and this isn't something I ultimately want to bring up, because as myself, I'm just a peacemaker. I'm the type of person that gets along with everybody, very social, and great friends with Dustin Swedelson, and certainly great friends with Mike Somich. Now, the problem with being friends with Dustin Swedelson is you have to tread carefully, specifically when it comes around his ego. He considers himself, Double Play was the baseball podcast, he and Adam Burke, RIP, he considers himself a baseball expert, so he just convinced me to go full game on Logan Webb, which is an interesting approach there against Fried and the Braves. Somich chiming in, and this is not what Dustin likes to see. Somich said, picks-wise, I liked San Francisco laying a half a run in the first five, plus 135, and he got that at a specific book. Dustin's going to play it cool right now, but he does not like being questioned when it comes to his baseball plays.
I mean, look, we both can win. We both could lose. One could win. One could lose. What I'd say is I don't love getting the unsolicited text from Mike, but I also can't be mad at Mike because Mike did send in a family play for today and kind of needed one from him. So I will accept him, butting me in a conversation that, you know, didn't start with me asking what he thought of the game. That's all.
And also, specifically for a sports betting network as a host, I thought the way you started was perfect, because that is true. One person can win and one person can lose.
Well, we're both on the Giants.
Breakdown.
Well, we're both on the Giants in different ways. So
100%.
My bet could win and his could lose, or the other way around. I mean, it's just a different way. My thought was Logan Webb's going to go deeper into the game if we end up getting a pitcher's duel. I don't think we will, but if that does happen, that's all I thought. Felt safer to me. That's all.
Just like I expect Philly and New England to be a defensive affair, I didn't expect you to be in the D block. You understand?
I mean, look, I'm at the D, so that would make sense. No, I don't know what to do with Mike. I don't know what to do.
Uh-oh.
I don't
Uh-oh.
Know. I don't know what to do. Uh-oh. Because I respect.
Well, why don't you do this? Why don't you do this? Why don't you tell us what's on tap for our family play here?
Well, again, it's tough to be mad at Mike because Mike kind of bailed us out today. Aaron Halterman's coming on the show later. We can always rely on Halterman 4 days a week to send family plays. But if Halterman's on the show, he can't send a family play. We're going to discuss his bets later. So Mike steps up, you know, one day a week, Somich, and he's our friend for a moment and sends in a family play, and he's going to double dip for us. He's going to go horse racing, and he's going to go with Thursday night's preseason NFL action. So that's where we're at with Somich. Here he is with his Sharp Money family play for Thursday.
Sharp Money family play.
What's up, everybody? Mike Somich back with another Sharp Money Family Play of the Day. Let's head back to the gridiron. One game on the slate today, the Philadelphia Eagles headed in to take on the New England Patriots here. And, you know, we opened this game with the Eagles laying 2.5 points. We've seen that line move 5.5 points. Now the Patriots 3-point favorites. And I agree with the line move here. It's all about the quarterbacks. We're not going to see Jalen Hurts for the Eagles. It looks like we're not going to see Kenny Pickett either. So it's going to be a Tanner McKee game with Will Greer playing a half as well. On the other side, the Patriots, it looks like we can get all four quarterbacks here. You're going to get some Brissett. You're going to get some Drake May. That's going to lead into Bailey Zappe. And then finally, we're going to see more Joe Milton. And well, I kind of feel like Joe Milton not going to be great against NFL ones. He is very dynamic against NFL threes and fours. We saw it with DTR last year in the preseason. Feels like the same kind of flavor here with what Joe Milton's able to do with both his arm and his legs. I don't want to lay the three because this has moved 5.5. It would be the side I'd bet if I was going to bet a side. But let's look at a double result here. So New England Patriots to win the first half. New England Patriots to win the game. If you bet that double result, you can get plus 120. So let's go with a little plus money here. New England Patriots double result. And, you know, why not add in another pick here? We've got Saratoga race number 6 going off at 103 Pacific, 403 Eastern. So just after the next segment starts here, let's go to the 2-horse, Never Really Knew, 9-2 on the morning line. Second time starter, had a ton of speed, first effort, should take the field gate to wire. Good luck with all your plays today.
That is a tour de force. And that is a VSiN host, but he's also a professional bettor. But that is a tour de force on how to deliver a family play. I almost thought the big guy was going to pack up and head back to Summerlin. I mean, it was unbelievable. So let's go ahead. He's got the double play on the football game tonight. You can find those bets and every bet on the program with our daily best bets over at VSiN.com. Become a pro. And then coming up, Saratoga. So let me just get this straight. What horse did he give out? I apologize. I was just kind of blown away by
that. I missed it as well. I'll go back and get it.
No, you don't have to go back and get it. I'm going to find, because as soon as I pull up Saratoga here.
Two horse.
The two horse. Thank you, Larry. Somebody's helping me out. I appreciate that.
Well, I got you pitting me against him, him talking smack in the group chat, all while I'm trying to get down on Mets in game, plus 115 against the A's right now. They trail 7-6, so that's something I'm looking at the moment.
Yeah, race six coming up, 12 minutes to post. We got the two horse, Dustin knows, never really know, out of Ireland. Norm Cassie.
Oh!
A former guest on our program. Shout to Norm Cassie, who's training this one. You love to see it.
Norm's
Ricardo
the son.
Santana Jr. up. Still 9-2. Good price.
Norm's the son, right?
Job,
he's the younger one?
He's Mark Cassie's son.
Yeah.
Mark Cassie from Canada. Norm Cassie. Norm Cassie with the two horse. Still 9-2. So getting a little bit of a price there. We're going to try to beat the favorite, Dr. Glick. Breaking out of the 9 posts at 7-2. So just quickly, 9-2 is what, big guy?
4.5-1.
4.5-1. You nailed it. 7-2 is what?
3.5-1. I don't even know.
Look at you. Proud of you. Nailed it.
Those were guesses,
beat the favorite,
by the way.
Well, they were good guesses.
Never really know. All right. We're doing it.
Yeah, I just bet it as well. Good job, Samo. Thank you for that. As far as the game tonight, the Eagles went over the Ravens last week. It was just a second preseason victory for Nick Sirianni, who's now 2-6 in exhibition contests. And he's kind of, again, you have to pour through the quotes from local media, get all over social media. He's been intimating that he's not overly interested in getting starters out there tonight in New England. That's part of the reason. And also the quarterback rotation. You start with the quarterback rotations when talking about preseason football. There's no surprise there. We're not going to try to reinvent the wheel. And a big advantage to, of course, the Patriots tonight. Now, again, look out. Could be some weather coming in as well, big guy. But I do like the under.
Yeah, I'm on that first half under. I can't argue with the full game under either. My only fear is like it getting sloppy with that third, fourth team defense late and Joe Milton connecting with someone on a stupid play downfield. That would be my only concern with the full game, but I think both are absolutely the right side of things. The quarterback play for Philly, they don't care. They're putting Kenny Pickett in bubble wrap for the rest of the preseason, and he moved the ball a week ago. I don't expect Greer or McKee to do anything. They also, the Eagles are implementing Vic Fangio's system, and they do have a lot of depth on that defensive side of the football. So there's a lot of young guys that they're going to be mixing in, some guys they add in the offseason to see if they can contribute. So I do think you're going to see more of the defensive players on the Eagles side of things playing in this game. That's why I don't expect a lot of scoring. You add in the weather, that's a lot more handing off. Deep stable of running backs, especially on Philly's side of things. I expect a lot of running, the clock going, and not a lot of touchdowns.
Yeah, there are things that baffle you. Now, this isn't Christian Hackenberg levels of bafflement because he was a second rounder out of Penn State. And if you watched Christian Hackenberg in college, you knew he wasn't a college starter. Kenny Pickett going top 20 is interesting. He's got a pea shooter as an arm.
It's going to go down as one of – it was a bad draft class. It was a team forcing the hand, saying we have to get a quarterback in this draft. But, I mean, he can't throw the ball 40, 50 yards in the air.
If his name is a question, I've got the answer. Can he pick it? Yes, he can, if you're a defensive back. Come on, big guy.
Pretty good. It was pretty good.
The two in race six, Josh Applebaum's next. Saratoga, don't forget.